President Bush's 60-day, 60-city campaign to change the Social Security system is drawing to a close. While he's been holding these public gatherings, he's also been meeting privately with members of Congress. Earlier this week, the Los Angeles Times reported that these meetings were casual. The president offered soda and peanuts, and he did something unusual. He listened. Joining us now is Republican Congressman Jim Colby of Arizona, who attended one of these meetings. And Congressman, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be with you on the program.
Now, the president has been known for his very strong opinions. And in his first term, a lot of members of Congress complained that he took a very my way or the highway approach to his proposals, such as tax cuts. This time, the Los Angeles Times, he reported that he was actually sitting back and listening to various proposals and actually taking some criticism from members of Congress in these meetings. How was it to you?
Well, he did listen. There's no question about it. Of course, I have not all found in other meetings with him that he's always been the my way or the highway. He does have very strong views. But here, the purpose of these meetings was to listen, not only to get ideas from members about the way we ought to proceed, but also the politics of it and where members were seeing this. So there were a lot of strong views and suggestions that were made by members about the Social Security reform and which way we should proceed.
And so he went around the room and he listened to your various ideas?
He went around the room. He listened. Some members would talk about the personal accounts. Some would talk about elements of solvency. Some would talk about the pure politics of the thing, how this is going to play out. And some, like myself, were concerned about many of those things, but also about the timetable and the tactical way in which we're going to proceed. I'm concerned about how we get from here to the next step. How do we get a bill that can be voted on? And I think we have to have specific proposals in order to move forward. And I think the president has to say this is what he would back. If not a specific proposal, then say these things in a bill I would endorse.
Right. And he has so far not done that, even though he has been out.
Well, he has, of course, about the personal accounts, which I agree are a cornerstone, a fundamental cornerstone of fixing Social Security. But there is more to it than that. There are the solvency issues that you have to fix, and I think he's got to talk about that.
You know, polls have shown that the public is not behind these ideas and that the president is facing an uphill battle in convincing the public to go along with changing Social Security. What do you think he needs to do?
Well, I think this president's been underestimated before. When this thing started, of course, the other side was saying Social Security doesn't have a problem and we don't need to do anything. The American people now, by a very wide margin, believe that Social Security does have a problem and it does need to be fixed. So I think he's won round one of this. Now he's engaged in round two, which is to say personal accounts are a key part of fixing Social Security. And I think he's right on that, too. And I think we'll have some success as we go along. I think when you explain this thing to enough people, they begin to get it. They begin to understand what you have to do to fix the thing.
In these listening sessions that he held, he met with more than 100 lawmakers, but
yes.
Only a couple of Democrats. What does that say to you that he's actually spending so much time lobbying members of his own party?
Well, I think, you know, he's working on getting the Republican base to support the concept of the changes that he's talking about. But I believe very strongly this is good. And the president said this very clearly. It's not going to pass unless we have bipartisan support. And I think he knows that. And I think he understands that once we get to a position where we have a bill that's on the table, the other side at that point is compelled to put up some alternative. Once you do that, you now are able to engage the other side. I don't think they can answer something with absolutely nothing. I think they have to have an alternative. And then we can engage people, and then we can really start talking about the elements of a debate or of a compromise and the kind of legislation that we need.
Congressman Jim Colby is a Republican from Arizona. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.